we really didn't get much for Christmas, mostly what we needed. But I would play in the yard all the time, and I would use whatever kind of ball that I had. If I had a tennis ball, I would use a tennis ball as a basketball. If I had a soccer ball, I would use it as a basketball. If I had a beach ball, I used a beach ball as, that was a hard one to get in the basket. The beach ball, I would throw up in the air and the beach ball would fly everywhere. So the beach ball wasn't much good to me. But I really loved to play. So I remember my 11th birthday, I got this wonderful gift. I came to the tree. And normally my parents didn't give us gifts like that. We just got what we needed. But I was there and I opened it up and it was this box, you know. And I still didn't know what was in it. I figured it was maybe some shoes or something I needed, you know. But guess what it was? It was a basketball. And so I went outside, and that year it was snowing. And I remember going out and shoveling off the snow and just shooting baskets all day long. It was a great gift, and I have great memories of that. But tonight, this morning, I really want to talk with you about the day that Jesus was born. And how many of you know it was just an ordinary night? The sky was ordinary. The sheep were ordinary. The shepherds were ordinary. They were just regular people. And the manger was just an ordinary manger. But God danced amidst the ordinary. Amen? He sends his son, who was not just a regular baby. And he takes what was ordinary and he makes it supernatural. Amen? It was truly a supernatural night. Let's open up and let's read that story. It's in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. And I want to look at a number of verses here. Luke 2, as he came on that ordinary night, starting in verse 8, and I love the shepherds. In verse 8, it says they were in the same country, shepherds, and they were living out in the field. They were keeping watch over their flocks, just a normal night, but it wasn't in verse 9, amen. Behold what? An angel, the Lord, stood before them, and when the angel came, what? The glory of the Lord shone around them. Wow, I mean, you know, that was no ordinary night. And yes, they were greatly afraid. But then the angel said to them, what? Do not be afraid. For behold, what? I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. You know, and I think about this. How many know Jesus was not an ordinary baby? He was not. And it all happened. It's amazing. It all happened in a moment. A most remarkable moment that was like no other moment. Majesty in the midst of the mundane. Amen. Holiness in the commonness of a stable. The spectacular invades the ordinary. Yes? And I love this. The supernatural overcomes the natural. God intervenes, and life is no longer the same. God sends his son, Jesus Christ, into this world, and everything changed. The whole world changed. History changed. Life changed. People changed. Everything changed. Everything was affected by the birth of Jesus Christ. For sure, he was no ordinary baby. The thing about him that was so different was, I believe, one of the things was his name. Remember when the angel came, the angel said to them in Matthew 1:21, the angel said what? Give him the name what? Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So that's unusual right there. Who gave him his name? It wasn't his mother, right? His father didn't give him his name, right? Who gave him his name? God gave him, and God used an angel. I love angels, amen. God takes an angel. Angels were supernatural, divine beings that God sends on a mission. And in this case, God takes an angel, puts him on a mission to speak to the parents so that they're sure that they know what the name of the child is. And they say, call his name Jesus. How many know that's an unusual baby? When the name comes from heaven, from God, it's an unusual baby. And it would signify that he would save his people from their sins. Recently, I was talking to a man, and I asked him if he enjoyed Christmas, and he told me he didn't. And I said, well, why? Why don't you enjoy Christmas? He said, well, at Christmas time, I have a tendency to think of all my failures, all the things I messed up on. And he proceeded to tell me a story. I knew that he was kind of a creative kind of guy, and I knew that he liked to create things, and he loved to bake. And he was a great baker, and he had a dream, and his dream was to open up a bakery. And it was a great dream because he loved to bake. And I remember one day he said, I'm doing it. I'm going to open up my bakery. He actually left his job to start the bakery business. And then he took his retirement money and he opened up the business. And he was great. He was an awesome, awesome baker. But it was big. He was following what he said. I'm following my dream. And when he opened up the bakery, the desserts were so good. He made pies and cakes and everything. And people went crazy for all of his stuff. But he only had one problem. And his problem was he didn't know how to advertise. And he didn't really know how to hire people. And he really didn't know how to, like, do a big inventory. He was used to his small kitchen and making things at home. And so what happened was a competing bakery came into town. And in this case, the baker wasn't as good as he was. But this man knew how to hire people. And he knew how to advertise. And he knew how to just get the right people in the right place. And as time went on, you can understand what would happen to him. Right, his dream fell apart. He lost his business, and everything collapsed. People stopped coming. His dream died, and he was totally disappointed, totally discouraged. Can you understand that? On Christmas, those are the memories he has. And I looked at him, and I said, "This is exactly why Jesus Christ came." He could not put the two together. But I said it again. This is why Jesus Christ came for you. And I want to say the same thing to you too. He comes to bring hope. Amen. He comes when things aren't well. He comes to love on us when we need to be loved. Truly, he was the Son of God because he came to restore. But number two, he was no ordinary baby. And I really want to say this, and I hope none of us ever forget this. But he was no ordinary baby because his birth into the world was a supernatural event. Amen? What kind of event was it? It was a supernatural event. I was so glad this morning when Dan Bolger read out of the gospel. He says, a true light that gives light to everyone had come into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, he made all the whole world. What? The world did not recognize Jesus. He came to that which was his own, but his own people did not receive him. What a sad statement. What a sad statement. And many people are that way even today. Why? Because they looked in the natural. They only saw a little baby. That's all they saw. And so they missed out on the biggest blessing that they would ever have, Because what? They did not look at the supernatural. Wow. I want us never to forget that. Never forget it. Verse 9, the Gospel of Luke. When the angels came, the angels stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. That was a supernatural time. And how many of you know, sadly, many people only have an intellectual understanding of Jesus. They are confined to only what they can see. How sad. Isn't it sad? I don't know about you, but I get so sad over that. They're confined because all they're looking for is what? In the natural. And in looking at the natural, what do they miss? The supernatural. How sad. And many, many people are doing this today. Yes, I understand it. I guess, if we were to take a chair, we would say, hey, here's a chair. You can all see the chair, right? Why? Because it's in the natural. But imagine a person who can only see in the natural. All he sees is a chair. How sad. Because he is going to miss what? The supernatural. Because his eyes cannot perceive it. Because God has not shown it. But how many of you know which is more important? This chair or the supernatural world? You all know the answer, and it's what? The supernatural. The supernatural is actually more real than this chair is real. Do you understand that? The supernatural is more real than this. Why? Because this chair will fade away. Amen? This chair will not make it to the next life. Amen? But the supernatural will. I want to say to you, the supernatural is more real than the natural. And yet you think of how many people, what do they live by? The natural. How sad. They live by what they think. They live by what they feel. Oh, they're good-hearted. They're good people. But they miss out on the power of the Holy Spirit. That is sad. Some people try to rely on their feelings. And they do not even trust in the supernatural power of God. How sad. And some of you, I know, here today, some of you are on the verge of a breakthrough in your life because of your faith in Jesus Christ. And now you're relentless to say, unless God does something supernatural, nothing will ever happen. Some of you are on the brink of that. I say to you today, be relentless in your faith. The redemption you need, the restoration you need, the healing you need will not come from the natural, amen? It will come from the supernatural. We must never, ever forget this, ever. I love what Paul says. You should memorize this. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Think about this. We do not look at the things that are seen. Could you say that? We look at the things that are unseen. Are you living this way? You do not look at the things that are seen. You are to look at the things that are unseen. That is how, as believers in Jesus Christ, we are to live. Look for the unseen. They are more powerful. They are, how many of you know, I think about this whole world. How many know there's another whole dimension than this world? Amen. And it is a spiritual realm. And yet everybody on the earth is operating out of the natural. How far short we are. How far short Christians are who operate their life only by what they can see. The spiritual world is real. And the spiritual world will last forever and ever. It doesn't even make sense for us to try to live in this natural world. Amen? Live by the power of God. Live by the supernatural. For yet when that baby came, many of them saw them, but all they saw was a baby. And they missed the supernatural. They missed the divine because their human eyes only looked in the natural. Let's go over that verse again. 2 Corinthians 4:18. We do not look at the things that are seen. We look at the things that are unseen. How many of you are looking at unseen things? I pray you are, because if you're living in just by what you can see, you are living far below the standard that Jesus Christ has set for you. Far, far below. Jesus Christ himself, the birth of Christ to this earth, how many know, was a supernatural act of God. The lifestyle that Jesus Christ lived on earth was supernatural, was it not? And I want to remind you, your ability to overcome in any area of your life, any, doesn't matter. You say, Pastor, I'm dealing with this and I'm dealing with this. It doesn't really matter what you're dealing with, what you're struggling with. The answer is what? In the supernatural. If you keep operating in the natural, you will stay stuck. You will not get out of it. How many of you figured this out? You need to look at the issues in your life and say, what am I not seeing? What is God doing that I can't see? And operate your life out of the faith that you understand that when Jesus Christ came, he broke in. He took heaven and he brought it to earth. Why would we try to live in the natural? It doesn't make sense for a Christian, amen? I really want to encourage you. How many of you thought, well, there's things you're stuck on? I really believe that until we start opening up our eyes to see what God wants to do in the supernatural, nothing's going to happen anyways. Really, the birth of Christ is it's the invasion of God. It's what? An invasion of God. Heaven came to earth. The battle, yes, the battle was raging. But when Jesus came to earth, he has victory over darkness. Light shines in the darkness. The Lord Jesus Christ wins in the supernatural. Amen? Never, ever forget it. Wow. What we can't handle in the natural, I want to be clear with you. God can easily handle in the supernatural. And all God's people said, it is the truth. Thank you, Lord. I really want to encourage you, some of you here today, step up. Some of you are living only in the natural. Step up. It's Christmas. His birth was supernatural. His life was supernatural. Jesus was no ordinary person. His birth was no ordinary birth. When he was on earth, he healed the sick. Yes. He walked on water. Yes. He fed 5,000 people. Yes. He cared for the hurting and the lonely. Yes. He prayed for his enemies. Yes. He lived a supernatural life. I want to encourage you, if that is your Savior, you are no regular person. So stop trying to be regular. You're not regular. And all God's people said, amen. You are not regular. You are not even an average person. You are a supernatural person who believes in Jesus Christ, who operated his life not out of what was seen, but was unseen. You and I should operate our lives the exact same way. You are not regular. Jesus is called Emmanuel. God is with us. God is for you. God is inside of you, living, taking up residence inside of you. You are not normal. You are not regular. And what has he done? He's empowered you to live the life that he's lived. We have so easily forgotten this. Amen. Christians so easily have forgotten. I want to remind you. Amen. Live for Him. Let Him empower you to live a life where you celebrate life, where you can draw your life, your real life, from inside of you, not on the outside of you. That will all be taken away and it will end in naught. Amen? It is what God has placed inside of you. Live for that. Celebrate life. Honor the Lord. Let Him empower you to live a life that would truly honor Him. In Jesus' name we pray. In closing this morning, we have a very special song. Victoria and Cindy are going to come, and they're going to sing us a very special song.
everybody today as a little remembrance for Christmas. And I just want to read something very quickly to you about the gift. You know, the Lord came and he gave us Jesus, and he created us all to be very unique in each way that we are. And he created us to be, you know, in the supernatural, we are different, and we are all different. And he also made us very unique. And something about a baby in a manger echoes the purity of new-fallen snow. And unfortunately, we don't have that right now. We have rain. But as it thaws and melts, it soaks the earth, preparing the ground for an explosion of new life each spring. Mm, yes. It falls thousands of feet in silence and lands without a sound. Hold on, I have an advertisement. Okay. Falls without a sound, reminding us that Christmas is a time to block out the noise of the world for at least a day. The uniqueness of each snowflake, scientists tell us no two snowflakes are alike, reminds us of the uniqueness of each person whom God's unique Son came to save. So we have snowflake ornaments for you with a scripture. Amanda has them, and we're going to be passing them out to you as you leave.
Wow, thank you.
As a reminder for today. And we have a little something for the kids, too, that I'll give to you guys. Okay? All right.
Thank you. That's awesome. So good. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Dan. You know, I love that song with Mary. You know why? Because Mary's heard and she believed, right? Mary, when the angel came to her and told her, she got it, didn't she? Why? Because she wasn't looking in the natural. She understood in the supernatural. And that's why she says the Magnificat, my soul magnifies the Lord. She responds the right way because she sees in the supernatural. But, you know, I have a new great first song this year I really have learned to enjoy. You know what it is? The Little Drummer Boy. I love that this year. You know why? The words of the song keep echoing in my heart and my mind. Do you hear what I hear? I'd like to ask you, do you hear what I hear? Do you know what I know? Do you see? And I'm talking supernatural. I'm not talking hearing in the natural. I'm not talking about seeing in the natural. I'm talking about the divine nature. Are you operating your life that way? Because that is a question we all have to ask. And my heart and my blessing for you today is that you would see in the divine. You would know in the divine. And when you would live your life by the supernatural power of God. Let that be our answer. Amen. And may we always enjoy the life that God has given us because we do know our Lord and Savior and what he did for us. And one day we will see him face to face and we will all rejoice. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Let's close in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for today. Lord, we thank you for the songs. We come as the Magi did to give you, to offer to you, God, what we have, to worship you because we do know. We have seen and we have heard. And Lord, we believe in who you are, and our trust is in you, God, you and you alone. May this Christmas be a special Christmas, God, and may your people rejoice and honor you, Lord, on this very special day. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray, and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Merry Christmas, everybody.